Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I have to say, beloved, starting this daily devotional on this particular day and bringing up this particular subject is God. It can only be God. I know this because if you missed the beginning of the program, I urge you at the top of the next hour to listen to the beginning of this particular daily broadcast, and you will see the significance of what I'm going to bring now. And this was not engineered. I'm doing a 60-part series on the character of Jesus, and this particular character had already been written down as part 39. And it's avoiding anger. And when you listen to the beginning of the program, I prayed right at the very beginning of the program because we had so many problems with the system overnight and early this morning because of the thunderstorms we had and because of the pounding rain, we lost electricity for over 2 hours, and because of that it knocked out all the computers and it caused us immense problems. And it took me and my engineer, who was on the other end of the phone, it took me and Martin around about an hour to get things sorted out, and it was quite frustrating to say the very least. And I had to confess that this morning I was very angry because of what was going on, and my peace had gone and I was in a mess, believe you me. Let me bring you this scripture. It comes from James, the brother of Jesus, and we're looking at chapter 1 and verse 19. It says this: "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts. For it has the power to save your souls." Avoiding anger. One of the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here James, Jesus' brother, is saying rightly, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Yet I hear you say, hang on a minute, Jesus got angry and turned over the tables in the money changers in the temple of Jerusalem. Yes, you're right, he did. But that wasn't human anger. That's the whole point. And that is the point that James is making here. When Jesus got angry, and we can only record that one time when he threw over the tables and chairs because they had turned the house of God into a place where they were buying and selling, and he hated it. But his anger was called righteous anger. The anger that I was producing this morning when I couldn't get things working here was not righteous anger at all, beloved. And I had to confess that to you, and I did confess that to you. And as soon as I began to confess that anger and to say, Lord, I'm so sorry for that anger, and to do that publicly in front of you, then the Spirit of God started to flow back into my heart. And from the very, very first song, the tears began to fall. And I could feel the presence of God. And he was wrapping his arms around me and saying, David, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I got you now. And it was so comforting. James is saying here to us, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. You've got to be quick to listen. Why? Because you've got to listen to what other people are saying to you. Because sometimes it's not your point of view or your thoughts that count. But when you're listening to someone else, you may well hear something. And it's something that you can hang your hat on and say, now I know the issue. Quite often you'll meet somebody and say, how are you doing? And they'll say, oh, I'm doing fine. You know very well they're not doing fine. But if you keep talking, you're not going to find out what the problem is, and therefore you won't be in a position to help. And that is why James is saying, be quick to listen. Be slow to speak. What does he mean by that? What he means is, when you're going to respond to somebody, instead of just blurting out the first thing that comes to your mind, why don't you stop and think about it and allow the wisdom of Almighty God to flow through your body, to flow through your brain, into your mouth, so that that wisdom can come out. It can come forth. But if you speak too quickly, your brain doesn't have time to receive the wisdom that is coming from Almighty God. I've learned that many times. And I've learned it to my cost, beloved, because I've been one of those that is very, very quick to speak. Oh, I've got an opinion. I'll say it straight away. This is what I think. Before allowing God to say, hang on, David, be quiet. Let me speak into your heart first before you respond. Be slow to speak. Be quick to listen. And then he says this, be slow to get angry. He's actually not saying here, don't get angry. Do you notice that? James isn't saying don't get angry. What he's saying is be slow to get angry. In other words, let there be a slow burn so that God can be in control. Because if Almighty God is in control of your anger, then, beloved, it becomes righteous anger, and then it's okay. Sometimes I believe as Christians, we've got a right to get angry, especially if we are being attacked in a brutal way. We have a right to get angry, but it's got to be a slow anger, a slow burn, so that Almighty God can put in place what we need to know and say. Because if you're getting angry and you are slow to speak and you are quick to listen, look at the net result of that. However, if you're very quick to get angry and you're quick to speak and you're slow to listen, look at the difference. Just imagine the difference. Beloved, let's all draw from this word. Let's all of us draw from the character of our Lord. Let's all of us draw from the fact that his anger, when it came that one time, was righteous. And I pray in Jesus' name that our anger is slow to burn. I pray this as well in Jesus' name for us and for you listening. I pray in Jesus' name that you are slow, so slow to speak, that you are so quick to listen. And may God anoint you with his wonderful Holy Spirit and let his love pour down into you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And may you sense the anointing of Almighty God as you listen to Worship Radio 247 and make a decision that you are going to be slow to get angry, slow to speak, but quick to listen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.